Imagine a world where money isn't the ultimate goal, but a tool for achieving something greater. In today's society, the relentless pursuit of wealth often overshadows the deeper, more meaningful aspects of life. But what if we shifted our perspective? What if we saw money not as the end, but as a means to serve others and fulfill God's purpose for our lives? By rethinking our relationship with money, we can transform not only our own lives, but also the world around us. Join me as we delve into how this shift in mindset can lead to a more fulfilling and impactful life. The Bible offers profound wisdom on the nature of wealth and its role in our lives. It teaches that while money itself is neutral, our attitude toward it can significantly impact our spiritual health. Jesus frequently addressed the dangers of prioritizing wealth over our relationship with God, emphasizing that true prosperity comes from righteousness and a heart aligned with divine principles. Throughout Scripture, we see examples of individuals who used their wealth to honor God and help others. Abraham, for instance, was wealthy, but used his resources to build altars to the Lord and show hospitality to strangers. His story reminds us that wealth can be a blessing when used according to God's will. It is a matter of how we manage and distribute what we have been given. The biblical narrative also includes warnings about the love of money. The story of the rich young ruler who couldn't part with his possessions teaches us that attachment to wealth can hinder our spiritual growth. These lessons remind us to view money as a tool for God's purposes rather than an end in itself. One of the most powerful ways to use money is to bless others. When we share our resources with those in need, we reflect God's love and generosity. This act of giving creates a ripple effect, inspiring others to do the same and fostering a community rooted in compassion and care. Generosity creates a profound sense of fulfillment and joy. Helping others through financial support can bring about positive change in their lives and in our communities. By using our financial blessings to support those in need, we not only help others, but also experience a deeper connection to God's love and purpose. Moreover, generosity aligns us with God's heart. When we give, we mirror the heart of our Heavenly Father, who's the ultimate giver. This alignment brings spiritual growth and deepens our faith, allowing us to live out God's command to love our neighbors as ourselves. God calls us to be wise stewards of the resources He has entrusted to us. This means managing our money with wisdom and integrity, including budgeting, avoiding unnecessary debt, and investing in ways that honor God. Stewardship is about being faithful with what we have been given and using it to further God's kingdom. Being a good steward also involves using our resources to support our families and communities. Providing for our loved ones and planning diligently are essential aspects of responsible stewardship. It is about balancing our personal needs with our responsibility to help others and contribute to the common good. Additionally, stewardship requires accountability. We must continually evaluate how we use our resources and ensure that our financial decisions align with our values and God's teachings. This accountability helps us maintain a healthy relationship with money and prevents it from becoming an idol in our lives. Greed is a pervasive danger that can corrupt our hearts and minds. The relentless pursuit of more can lead us away from God's purpose and into a cycle of dissatisfaction. To combat greed, we must cultivate a spirit of contentment and gratitude. Contentment comes from recognizing that God provides for our needs, By trusting in His provision and being thankful for what we have, we can avoid the trap of greed. This mindset shift helps us focus on what truly matters and find joy in the blessings we already possess. Furthermore, avoiding greed involves setting boundaries. It is essential to differentiate between wants and needs and prioritize spending that aligns with our values. By doing so, we can live a life that reflects our commitment to God and His teachings. True contentment comes from trusting in God's provision rather than seeking fulfillment in material wealth. When we rely on God's faithfulness, we find peace and security, knowing that He will meet our needs. This trust allows us to focus on spiritual growth and our relationship with God. Contentment enables us to appreciate the blessings we already have. It shifts our focus from what we lack to the abundance that God has provided. This perspective fosters gratitude and joy, helping us to live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Living with contentment also helps us resist the pressures of consumerism. By being satisfied with what we have, we can avoid the endless pursuit of more and instead invest our time and resources in what truly matters, our faith, relationships, and service to others. Generosity is a powerful way to reflect God's love to the world. When we give, we mirror the heart of our Heavenly Father, who gave His only Son for our salvation. This act of giving is a tangible expression of God's love and grace. Through generosity, we also build stronger communities. When we support those in need, we create a network of care and compassion that strengthens our social fabric. This community-oriented approach fosters a sense of belonging and shared purpose. Moreover, generosity enriches our spiritual lives. By giving selflessly, we grow closer to God and develop a deeper understanding of His love. This spiritual growth enhances our faith and helps us live out God's commandments to love and serve others. Jesus challenges us to shift our focus from earthly wealth to heavenly treasures. Investing in eternal treasures means using our resources to advance God's kingdom and help others. These investments have lasting value and impact lives for eternity. Eternal treasures include acts of love, kindness, and generosity. When we support missions, build churches, and help the needy, we are storing up treasures in heaven. These actions reflect our commitment to God's work and our desire to make a difference in the world. Living with an eternal perspective helps us prioritize what truly matters. By focusing on God's kingdom, we find purpose and fulfillment beyond material wealth. This shift in focus brings a deeper sense of satisfaction and aligns our lives with God's will. The love of money poses significant spiritual dangers. It can lead to moral compromise, spiritual downfall, and a life focused on material gain rather than God's purposes. Loving money can cause us to lose sight of what truly matters. To guard against the love of money, we must continually examine our hearts and motives. It is essential to ensure that our financial decisions align with our values and God's teachings. This self-examination helps us maintain a healthy relationship with money and prevents it from becoming an idol. Moreover, we must cultivate contentment and gratitude. By being thankful for what we have and trusting in God's provision, we can avoid the dangers of loving money. This mindset shift helps us focus on spiritual growth and our relationship with God. Embracing simplicity allows us to focus on what truly matters. A simple life prioritizes relationships, spiritual growth, and service over accumulating wealth. It involves being content with what we have and avoiding the constant pursuit of more. Living simply frees us to be more generous. When we are not burdened by excessive possessions, we can share more readily with those in need. This approach aligns our lives with God's values and helps us live out His command to love and serve others. A simple life also fosters spiritual growth. By reducing distractions and focusing on our relationship with God, we can deepen our faith and experience a greater sense of peace and fulfillment. This simplicity helps us live a life that reflects our commitment to God's teachings. Trusting in God's provision is essential for a healthy relationship with money. When we rely on His faithfulness, we find peace and security, knowing that He will meet our needs. This trust allows us to focus on spiritual growth and our relationship with God. Trusting God's provision helps us resist the pressures of consumerism. By being satisfied with what we have, we can avoid the endless pursuit of more and instead invest our time and resources in what truly matters: our faith, relationships, and service to others. Moreover, trusting God's provision fosters gratitude and contentment. Recognizing that God provides for our needs helps us appreciate the blessings we already have. This perspective shift brings joy and fulfillment, allowing us to live a more meaningful life. Generosity in action involves using our resources to make a tangible difference in the world. This can include supporting charitable organizations, helping those in need, and investing in our communities. By giving selflessly, we reflect God's love and make a positive impact. Generosity also builds stronger communities. When we support those in need, we create a network of care and compassion that strengthens our social fabric. This community-oriented approach fosters a sense of belonging and shared purpose. Moreover, generosity enriches our spiritual lives. By giving selflessly, we grow closer to God and develop a deeper understanding of His love. This spiritual growth enhances our faith and helps us live out God's commandments to love and serve others. Financial integrity is essential for a healthy relationship with money. This involves managing our resources with honesty and transparency, avoiding deceit and unethical practices. Financial integrity reflects our commitment to God's principles and builds trust with others. Living with financial integrity requires accountability. We must continually evaluate our financial decisions and ensure they align with our values and God's teachings. This accountability helps us maintain a healthy relationship with money and prevents it from becoming an idol. Moreover, financial integrity fosters peace and security. By managing our resources honestly and transparently, we can avoid the stress and anxiety that come with financial deceit. This integrity allows us to live with a clear conscience and focus on our spiritual growth. Avoiding unnecessary debt is crucial for financial health. Debt can be a significant burden, causing stress and limiting our ability to give and serve others. By managing our finances wisely and living within our means, we can avoid the pitfalls of debt. Living debt-free allows us to use our resources more effectively. When we are not burdened by debt, we have more freedom to support our families, invest in our communities, and contribute to God's work. This financial freedom enables us to live out our values more fully. Moreover, avoiding debt fosters contentment and gratitude. By living within our means and appreciating what we have, we can avoid the constant pursuit of more. This contentment helps us focus on what truly matters and find joy in the blessings we already possess. Investing wisely involves using our resources to further God's kingdom and support our communities. This includes making thoughtful financial decisions, supporting ethical businesses, and investing in ways that align with our values. Wise investing also involves planning for the future. By saving and investing prudently, we can ensure that we have the resources needed to support our families and fulfill our responsibilities. This planning reflects our commitment to stewardship and financial integrity. Moreover, investing wisely allows us to make a positive impact. By supporting businesses and initiatives that align with our values, we can contribute to the common good and promote ethical practices. This approach helps us live out our commitment to God's principles in all areas of our lives. Supporting the church financially is an important aspect of our faith. By giving to the church, we help to further God's work and support our spiritual community. This support enables the church to provide essential services, outreach programs, and spiritual guidance. Financial support for the church also reflects our commitment to God's kingdom. By prioritizing our giving, we demonstrate our dedication to furthering His work and supporting the community of believers. This giving helps to strengthen our faith and deepen our relationship with God. Moreover, supporting the church fosters a sense of belonging and shared purpose. When we give to the church, we become part of a larger mission and contribute to the common good. This involvement helps us to live out our faith more fully and connect with others in meaningful ways. Teaching financial responsibility is crucial for fostering a healthy relationship with money. This includes educating ourselves and others about budgeting, saving, and investing wisely. By understanding and practicing financial principles, we can manage our resources effectively. Financial education helps us avoid common pitfalls such as debt and overspending. By learning how to budget and live within our means, we can maintain financial stability and avoid the stress and anxiety associated with financial mismanagement. Moreover, teaching financial responsibility helps to build a foundation for future generations. By passing on these principles to our children and others, we can help them develop healthy financial habits and ensure their financial well-being. This education reflects our commitment to stewardship and integrity. Living generously involves making a conscious effort to give and serve others in all aspects of our lives. This can include financial giving, volunteering our time, and using our talents to help those in need. By living generously, we reflect God's love and make a positive impact. Generosity enriches our lives by fostering a sense of purpose and fulfillment. When we give selflessly, we experience joy and satisfaction that comes from knowing we are making a difference. This generosity helps to deepen our faith and strengthen our relationship with God. Moreover, living generously helps to build stronger communities. When we support those in need and contribute to the common good, we create a network of care and compassion that strengthens our social fabric. This approach fosters a sense of belonging and shared purpose. Balancing wealth and faith involves managing our financial resources in a way that reflects our commitment to God's principles. This includes prioritizing our giving, avoiding the love of money, and using our resources to further God's kingdom. Living with this balance requires intentionality and discipline. We must continually evaluate our financial decisions and ensure they align with our values and God's teachings. This self-examination helps us maintain a healthy relationship with money and prevents it from becoming an idol. Moreover, balancing wealth and faith fosters spiritual growth. By using our resources to support our communities and further God's work, we deepen our faith and strengthen our relationship with God. This balance helps us to live out our values more fully and find true fulfillment. The joy of giving is a profound experience that enriches our lives. When we give selflessly, we experience a sense of fulfillment and joy that comes from knowing we are making a positive impact. This joy reflects God's love and deepens our faith. Giving also helps to build stronger communities. When we support those in need and contribute to the common good, we create a network of care and compassion that strengthens our social fabric. This community-oriented approach fosters a sense of belonging and shared purpose. Moreover, the joy of giving enriches our spiritual lives. By giving selflessly, we grow closer to God and develop a deeper understanding of His love. This spiritual growth enhances our faith and helps us live out God's commandments to love and serve others. Financial planning for the future involves making thoughtful decisions about saving, investing, and managing our resources. By planning prudently, we can ensure that we have the resources needed to support our families and fulfill our responsibilities. Effective financial planning reflects our commitment to stewardship and integrity. By managing our resources wisely, we honor God and demonstrate our dedication to His principles. This planning helps to maintain financial stability and avoid common pitfalls such as debt. Moreover, financial planning helps to build a foundation for future generations. By saving and investing prudently, we can provide for our families and ensure their financial well-being. This planning reflects our commitment to stewardship and responsibility. Gratitude for God's provision involves recognizing and appreciating the blessings we have received. By being thankful for what we have, we can avoid the trap of greed and find joy in the abundance that God has provided. Living with gratitude helps to foster contentment and peace. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we can experience a greater sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. This gratitude helps us to live a more meaningful and joyful life. Moreover, gratitude for God's provision helps to deepen our relationship with Him. By acknowledging His faithfulness and expressing our thanks, we strengthen our faith and grow closer to God. This gratitude reflects our trust in His provision and care. Using wealth for God's glory involves managing our resources in a way that reflects our commitment to His principles. This includes giving generously, supporting our communities, and investing in ways that align with our values. Living with this purpose requires intentionality and discipline. We must continually evaluate our financial decisions and ensure they align with our values and God's teachings. This self-examination helps us maintain a healthy relationship with money and prevents it from becoming an idol. Moreover, using wealth for God's glory fosters spiritual growth. By using our resources to support our communities and further God's work, we deepen our faith and strengthen our relationship with God. This purpose helps us to live out our values more fully and find true fulfillment. By seeing money as a tool rather than an end, we can transform our lives and the world around us. This shift in perspective helps us to focus on what truly matters: our faith, relationships, and service to others. Through wise stewardship, generosity, and gratitude, we can use our financial resources to further God's kingdom and make a positive impact. Living with this mindset requires intentionality and discipline. We must continually evaluate our financial decisions and ensure they align with our values and God's teachings. This self-examination helps us maintain a healthy relationship with money and prevents it from becoming an idol. Ultimately, using money as a tool for God's glory brings true fulfillment and joy. By aligning our lives with His principles, we can experience the abundant life that God promises and make a lasting difference in the world.